the $35 billion expansion of the S-CHIP program would be paid for by raising the federal tax on tobacco. President Bush and others have equated that with raising taxes on working people. As NPR's Debbie Elliott reports, higher tobacco taxes are popular with public health groups, and they lined up on Capitol Hill this week to support the legislation.
The choice is between choosing kids or choosing tobacco company profits, in our view.
That's Daniel Smith, president of the American Cancer Society's Cancer Action Network. He's one of a number of public health advocates who spent the last 3 days at the Capitol to lobby for the Children's Health Insurance Program. Smith touted the benefit of raising the tobacco tax to pay for the bill because it will bring down smoking rates.
Every time we raise the price of cigarettes by 10%, we get a 4% decline in usage among adults and a 7% decline in usage among kids. And so we strongly support this because it will save lives, it will reduce health care costs, and it will increase revenues.
The legislation would raise the cigarette tax by 61 cents to a dollar a pack. That's just the federal excise tax. State and local governments also have tobacco taxes. Anti-smoking groups have long called for higher taxes as a way to discourage smoking, especially among teens, and research confirms that price hikes bring down consumption. But some public health advocates are skeptical about the long-term impact.
By no means is a cigarette tax consumption decrease long-lasting. It's really not a good way to go about reducing smoking.
Alan Blum is a professor of family medicine and director of the University of Alabama Center for the Study of Tobacco and Society.
I think really we're not understanding people who smoke. For a short time, cigarette sales will go down a little bit, but then the industry will manipulate the price by offering 2-for-1, 3-for-2, and you'll be right back at the same level of consumption.
Blum says several states have seen long-term reductions, but only when they combine high tobacco taxes with other tobacco control measures. New York City, for example, has a combined state and local cigarette tax of $3 a pack.
But remember, even in New York, you've got a major multimedia effort to counteract smoking. You've got the stringent enforcement of a very strict clean indoor air law. You have the ideal multi-pronged campaign to reduce smoking.
One unintended consequence of the proposed federal tax hike, according to the Congressional Research Service, is that it would reduce tobacco revenues for state and local governments as smoking levels go down. Louisiana Congressman Jim McCreary, the ranking Republican on the House Ways and Means Committee, says it's a bad way to pay for the Children's Health Insurance Program.
For us to finance a growing program with a declining revenue base, to me, makes no fiscal sense.
And McCreary calls it a regressive tax.
The majority of cigarette smokers in this country are low-income people, so it's difficult for them to stop smoking, but they will be faced with extraordinary increases in the cost of those cigarettes.
But McCreary acknowledges it's politically easy to pass sin taxes, especially to fund health insurance for children. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, The Capitol.